Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, who's Program Director for Cass County Extension. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics to start out with, and that's Master Gardeners. What a great group of people Master Gardeners are, and you have an opportunity for more people to join.
Yes, we do. If you want to become a Cass County Master Gardener, we are starting classes in January this year. That's a little different. In the past, we've always had classes in the fall, but campus does offer them twice a year, and so we thought maybe to accommodate some folks who haven't been able to get on the fall classes, we will be starting this January, so the classes will run January through March.
Okay. So you got to kind of think ahead here in terms of your days. What day of the week are they?
They are every Tuesday for approximately 8 or 9 weeks, so they will be in the evening starting at about 6 o'clock in the Extension office. They'll run from 6 to 9 o'clock. They are a live web broadcast from campus, which is kind of a fun thing to do. You get all the experts from campus without having to travel to campus. With the live web broadcast, there's also a chat feature so you can interact, talk, ask questions. It's a really good interactive. And also with the class format, it's very fun. A lot of the class participants really end up chatting and having good conversations as well. So
yeah, I think that's a real bonus is you find people who have similar interests and you learn new things from all the classmates as well as all those experts on campus. And why do you think people want to be Master Gardeners?
Well, people decide to do the Master Gardener program for a variety of reasons. Some of it, they just want more garden education. Some of them want to give back more to the community. Some of them want to just kind of step it up a level, get more information, more involvement. A lot of people that join the program already are doing volunteer gardening work in the community, so this is sort of an added educational boost, plus you get to count those hours that you're already doing towards getting your full Master Gardener certificate. So the Master Gardener program itself started back in 1979, and the intention of the Master Gardener program is to take the gardening knowledge and all the research that's being done on campus and bring it out and make it available to people. So as part of the Master Gardener program, once you're a trained Master Gardener, in your first year or so, we ask that you give 40 hours of volunteer service back to the community. And that can be through community gardening, helping educate people on gardening, whatever it may be. And then to maintain status as a Master Gardener, we ask that you do a small amount of volunteer and educational hours every year to keep up your knowledge and keep up your connection with the community.
And I think sometimes you say those 40 hours of volunteer work. Remember, that's only the first year as you're an intern. But 40 hours, that's a work week. But you don't have to do it all in a week.
No, you don't have to do it all in a week. You have a year or sometimes a little more to get that done. And we find a lot of our volunteers that have been Master Gardeners for years and years often get close to 40 hours. Just, you know, 12 is the required amount of volunteer hours for current Master Gardeners. And if you think about that, that's a day and a half worth of gardening. So for anyone who's ever done much gardening at all, that's not a whole lot of gardening. And yeah, 40 hours, like you said, is not that much. There is the increased requirement in the first year to encourage the new Master Gardeners who are trying to earn their final certificate to get out there and get involved in the community and look for projects that they can be involved in and kind of have an impact on.
And I think, Kate, that sometimes people think, okay, when you say project, they think, oh, this has to be a huge thing. I think a project can be helping your neighbor or helping your church and so a lot of people are already doing this, and they don't even think about it because they enjoy doing it so much.
That's the thing. They raised this year the amount of volunteer hours that were required to maintain Master Gardener status because so many Master Gardeners were blowing the previous requirement out of the water just because they're having so much fun. And it's exactly that. A lot of people are getting involved in local community projects that need a gardening touch on them. There are tons and tons of opportunities locally for people to get involved with educating others about gardening. It really is not hard to get those hours. And as you mentioned, many people are doing this anyway. They enjoy doing it. And then you have that added background of the Master Gardener group to work with and that support network, which ties you into more volunteer information. So it really, if gardening is something you enjoy, this is a great program. It really feeds on itself. It builds your knowledge of gardening and it builds your love of gardening.
You're talking about knowledge. We maybe should mention in those 8 or 9 weeks, what kinds of topics are going to be covered by the folks that are giving those programs?
Okay. Yes. The Master Gardener program, all said and done, is about 40 total hours of education. There will be the 9 classes on Tuesday evenings that will be live broadcast from campus. We'll also have 2 or 3 face-to-face presentations from local garden experts, and then there's also a day when the Master Gardener class gets to go to campus and play around in the greenhouses at Iowa State. So all told, all the different topics that we would cover, they will range. We'll start out with some soil and basic biology stuff, all the way up to we finish up with, I believe, landscaping and all the detailed planning. But in between, we talk about turf grass and growing trees, growing perennials, annuals, pest management, turf grass management, every aspect of anything you could ever possibly want to grow in a home garden setting, lots about vegetable gardening, so lots of good information.
And I think sometimes gardeners have sort of a specialty already, so this really broadens the knowledge about gardening, and you don't have to go out and do turf work, but it's good to know about those kinds of things. Now, we didn't mention there is a fee for this. In addition to your volunteer hours, there is a fee because you get lots of good stuff to take with you home.
Yes, there is a fee. The fee is $150, which gets you two really big binders full of material. One would be all of your class workbooks and notes that you can take notes in as you're going through the class, and the other one is a big binder full of reference materials, all of the resources, extra materials, Iowa State publications on topics from everything that we discussed. And then there is also, that covers all the fees for every class. So all told, that's about 12 or 13 classes. It covers all the fees for your trip to campus, including lunch. So everything in that is covered with that $150 fee.
Okay. So when you divide that out, that's that's not very much. It's, you go out and spend that much going to dinner or something. So it's not very much per class. Then this is at the Cass County Extension Office.
Yes, it will be held here at the Extension Office, and it will be, like I said, 6 to 9 p.m.
And classes start when, and when do you need to know?
All right, classes start on January 8th, which is the first Tuesday in January. The first Tuesday in January is the 1st of January, so it's the first business day that is a Tuesday in January. So in order to make sure we get those wonderful materials ordered for you, we would really like to know if you're interested in the class by Wednesday, the 2nd of January. What that translates into, if you're like me, is get your registration form in before the holidays, because after the 20th of December, when you blink, it's gone.
That's true. Now, one other thing related to that, people say, oh, I don't have 8 or 9 Tuesday nights to be. I know I'm going to miss a class or two. How do you make that up?
We do have the option to make up classes. All of the classes, that's the other nice thing about them being broadcast online. All of the classes are recorded, so if you do miss a class or need to make one up, you can come into the Extension Office and watch them anytime. That would be your makeup class. And again, that's free of charge. You just need to schedule that with us. The only downside of that, obviously, is you don't get the group interaction. You don't get the face-to-face. So we encourage people to make as many of those as they can, but you definitely do have the option of making them up if you just can't make one or two.
Well, in that amount of time, I think there's always, maybe somebody gets sick or whatever, there's always that. So it's nice to know that, yeah, I can make that up in some way if I need to do that. So we're going to turn to another topic here real briefly, but again, Kate, remind us of when classes start, when registration is due for Master Gardeners.
Okay, for the Master Gardener class, the classes start on Tuesday, the 8th of January. We would like to have registrations in by Wednesday, the 2nd of January, or any time before that is fine as well. We have the application forms, and you can come in and pay your registration fee here at the Extension Office, or we can also mail you one, and they're also available on our website if you want to print those off and mail them in with your registration fee.
Okay, we've been talking really seriously about all that, but I want to say Master Gardeners have so much fun in addition to all the work. So you're going to miss out if you don't become a Master Gardener. I mean, if this is your interest, Master Gardeners is the way to go. Now, you have a meeting this evening that we should remind people about. There's still a couple of openings, I understand.
Yes, there are. And this is another one of those that's a series of meetings. Our Midlife and Beyond, our Powerful Tools for Caregivers, is for anyone, really. It doesn't matter the age if they're caring for a loved one. But that is a class. It's a six-week class, so we'll do three classes in December and three classes in January. It doesn't talk about the medical aspects of caregiving. It talks about the decision-making, the emotional aspects, the stress aspects. It's a very safe place, good place to come and talk about things like that, a very open, welcoming place. Two of our family specialists are leading that. So it's a very good class that starts at Heritage House at 6 o'clock this evening. And if you were interested in registering, we do still have a spot available. So you can give us a call at the Extension office and we'll get you all the information.
Okay, if you are an ongoing caretaker, I think this would be a wonderful class for you. So call the Extension office, 243-1132, or you can go online and find out more information. Thank you so much, Kate Olson, for visiting with us. Kate's the program director for Cass County Extension. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is life's jam. You can't spread even a little without getting some on yourself.